In honor of the 4th of July and the birth of our great nation, we decided to test some Lions fans' knowledge of American history and Lions history. So we're playing a little game called Lions Legend versus Founding Father. I'm going to ask them about a name. They're going to tell me if this guy played for the Lions or if he signed the Declaration of Independence. Let's do it. All right, I'm here with Gary, lifelong Lions fan, so should know quite a bit about the Lions. We got a brother and sister team here, Chelsea and Dustin. So the first question I have for you guys here is Earl Clark, founding father or Lions legend?
Founding father.
I'm going to say Lions legend.
He's right. Okay. Earl Clark, a.k.a. the Flying Dutchman. He was a Lions quarterback and head coach, but he was in the 30s, so...
That's right.
It's okay. Gale Cogdill.
Oh, definitely. Detroit Lions. I remember him.
There you go. All right.
Roger Brown, Alex Karras. All right.
I'm here with this random man I found on the street named Mike O'Hara. He claims to be an expert on the Lions, but we're going to test his knowledge. John Morton, Lions legend or founding father?
John Morton?
Yes.
Like John E. Morton?
I don't know. You tell me.
John E. Morton was a receiver for the Lions in the 90s.
But is it Johnny or John?
Detroit Lions, Johnny Morton.
Lions legend.
Definitely Lions legend.
It actually is John Morton. We're not talking about Johnny Morton.
Oh, my gosh.
So John Morton signed the Declaration of Independence.
Then he went and played for the Lions.
Yeah, a couple years later.
Oh, son. Yeah.
Johnny Morton, the wide receiver. Did anybody do both? Play and then sign and then come back?
He could have.
He was cryogenically frozen. No, John Morton signed the Declaration of Independence.
William Whipple.
Whipple, didn't we meet him last year? I want to say we met him last year.
Well, if he was a founding father, we definitely didn't. So.
Oh, William Whipple, that's Independence.
How did you know that?
I think he was New Hampshire, actually.
Holy cow.
High school, college.
I hate to break it to you, but you did not meet him last year. Well, you never knew that it was going to work out for you later on.
Finally, something in high school is working out for me.
Met his gravestone? Maybe that's
okay.
If he's a founding father, you know?
Yeah, he's a founding father, not a Lion. Lou Kriegmer.
Lions.
Lions.
That was quick. You knew that one right off the bat.
Hall of Famer.
Wayne Walker.
Oh, Wayne Walker, Detroit Lions. And was on Channel 2 as a broadcaster.
Roger Sherman.
Oh, I want to say Roger Sherman signed the Declaration, actually. I'm pretty sure he signed the Declaration. I remember seeing his name.
Wow, we have a history expert over here. You are correct. He signed the Declaration of Independence. William Williams.
Is there an echo in here?
This is William Williams.
William Williams. Declaration of Independence.
All right, good. I think you've done the best at this quiz so far.
Really?
There's a story behind him, though. His parents weren't sure how fast he'd learn, so they gave him the same first name, his last name. So only had to remember one.
This guy just wants to be an expert on everything. He's making things up now.
Right.
Well, thank you, Mike O'Hara, who I've never met before and did not know knew everything about the Lions.
Do you know Tori Petri?
I've never heard of her.
Wait till you get to know her.
Doesn't sound like somebody I want to meet, but thanks for your knowledge.
Thanks for having me.